Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. Tuka Al-Musawi, the General Coordinator of World University Service of Canada, UVic, reflects on the nature of supporting new student arrivals to the University of Victoria during the pandemic. Al-Musawi elaborates that one of the difficult aspects of the transition was the first 2 weeks where newcomers had to self-isolate.
We were very afraid that they're going to be like feeling really depressed or like shocked because they're in the new country and they have to stay 14 days and not see anyone. And even when they're going to see us, it's going to be all in masks. So it's like, it's always weird. They're not like looking at them with our face expression.
One of the ways that a sense of community was fostered was through online interactions and voice calls, as well as delivering groceries and other necessities. Social events with all members of WOSC UVic were another way to acquaint new students, and with lockdown restrictions making that impossible, WOSC UVic reached out to previous members to ensure a community was still surrounding the newcomers.
So normally, like before COVID, we used to have like our first big meeting that we have a big barbecue where the new student comes and all the former SRP students or the students who came to WOSC like in previous years, they also come. And they all meet each other so that they, from the beginning, and you know, you need someone who already been through with you so that you feel like more comfortable when you see them like really successful. This year it was different. We couldn't do all of that. But what we did is that we asked a few of the former SRP students to come like and talk in the like the Zoom meeting we had, just to talk about their experience and how like they're now like successful and how their like first year was like a bit hard. Because it was like, because we asked someone who came last year, so they had like their school life like in person, and then the other half like online. So we asked them just to say their experience to like our new students, and so they can learn, and they can also meet them and like become friendly.
WOSC is a nonprofit organization that provides resettlement to displaced student refugees all across Canada. Al-Musawi immigrated through the program in 2018 from Iraq, and the following year began volunteering. The members of WOSC UVic assist in getting new students who range from age 18 to 25 set up financially, with their accommodations and with the classes they will take. Al-Musawi explains, as the majority of the students come from Somalia, Syria, and Iraq, past members are encouraged to support new students as they are familiar with language and culture.
But sometimes at the beginning, it's a bit difficult to actually like cross the culture and like talk to others. But the good thing is with WOSC is that we actually have a lot of volunteers from different backgrounds. Like we had volunteers who were already international students. We have volunteers who were like immigrants like 15 years ago. So we already have a variety with volunteers. So the students like getting used to that and then like becoming engaged with like different clubs. And we also like try to get them in touch with the organization for newcomers here in Victoria so that they can, if they like to go to the like the social event where they're going to see more people from their culture and like outside of the university. Because like we train them to feel like home as like not just UVic, but like Victoria in general.
Al-Musawi reminisces back on her initial moments arriving in Canada and the power that a nonprofit like WOSC holds in easing the transition for student refugees.
Is there like a favorite moment that you had with WOSC because it stood out to you, like something that really stuck with you?
So when we first arrived in the airport, they were like, as I told you, there was like 15 students and they were all wearing WOSC t-shirts. I think I have the picture if you want the picture. I will send it to you then. And there were like 15 students and they were have like a big sign, our names like in Arabic, like in my language and also in English. So when we first arrived, my sister and I, and there was like students with us, at first we got shocked because we didn't expect that there is actually going to be anyone. We thought like it's just going to be someone holding our knees so we can go like home. So we like actually went back. We like fix our makeup. We were like, okay, maybe they're going to take pictures or something. We need just fix ourselves. And then we came. And it was really, like, joyful. Like, I immediately felt home. And I immediately, like, knew I'm, like, in the right person, in the right place, finally. And the way they, like, welcomed us, and they were happy, even though, like, they only knew us through files. But it felt like you already know them for years. And, like, I'm still in touch with all the person, with all the people who were in the airport. So it was really nice.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.